혼자 주저앉아 생각에 망커져가.
Hello and welcome to another episode of BTS by the Book, a podcast that explores BTS through books about them, one chapter at a time. I'm your host, the BTS Bookworm. In case you ever wonder, I call myself that not only because I am a librarian and my world revolves around books, but because my love affair with BTS was born through books about them. I liked them when I first encountered them, of course, but it wasn't until I started reading about them, not on the web, not online, but through books about them. And so I come by that nickname honestly. I come by this podcast honestly. Now, if you've been following along with the podcast, you know that with every episode, we look at a different book. We look specifically at a different chapter from a particular book about BTS. Well, we're doing something different for this episode. And the reason is because this is our 10th episode. And so for every 10th episode, I want to do something special to celebrate. And for at least the next seven, I guess it'll be the next six after today, 10th episodes, so that would be the, you know, the 20th, the 30th, 40th, etc., I want to take a break from the norm and focus, instead of on a chapter, I want to focus on one of the seven members of BTS. Because if you've noticed, I haven't focused on any of them as individuals. It's all been focus on the group. And, of course, plenty of books about BTS have standalone chapters on each member of the group. Now, I would guess about a third of the books I own on BTS are like that. And so we'll have plenty of material to work with. I'm only looking at three different books, one chapter each, for this episode, and that's the plan moving forward with other special members-only episodes. We'll be doing some comparing and contrasting. There are three different size chapters, and we will start with the smallest and work our way up. And as we move from one book to another, I will definitely let you know what book it is we're looking at. And a few weeks ago, I was having a hard time deciding which member to start with. I know how other books organize their chapters on members. Some start with the oldest member and work their way to the youngest. Some may focus on the tenure with the group, just how long have the members been with the group, and they may organize that way. I could have started with my favorite and worked my way to my least, but I'm still trying to keep some of that private for various reasons, and so I just decided to keep it, to make it random, and I wrote each member's name on a little slip of paper, threw it in a hat, and picked out one of those pieces of paper, and on that piece of paper was the name Jimin. Now, I'll share as I move along tonight things that I think of first when I think of Jimin. And the reason I'm saving that is because there were some things that I read as I worked my way through three Jimin chapters that surprised me a little bit. And just things that I don't think about, they aren't top of the mind things when I think of Jimin. And so that was my favorite thing about reading these three chapters. And so I want to start with a chapter, a real small chapter from a book called BTS Rise of Bangtan, written by Kara J. Stevens. This was from 2018. Published by Harper. I'm a big fan of Harper. They do good work. This book is too small, in my opinion, to be considered normally in this podcast. I like books that are over 100 pages. This is at 94 pages. It's a good book, but it's a little small. Not enough substance, in my opinion. In fact, it only has 2 pages. On Jimin, and really there isn't even a lot of info on those 2 pages. Hardly qualifies as a chapter, but that's the way I'm treating it. So we have right off the bat, page 1, we have a mention of a couple of names, Baby J and Kid, that were possible stage names for Jimin. And I think you, along with me, have we've heard him talk about these names and why he's glad he didn't go with them. Anyway, that's mentioned here. His full name, Park Jimin, is there. We got the Korean characters following that. We have his birthday. We have his height, which I think is my height as well. So that was cool to know. His hometown is mentioned, Busan. His educational background, schools attended are mentioned, and his date of joining BTS is mentioned, 2012. And each chapter has something like this, you know, just kind of some stats. And there are only 4 paragraphs, really, I think, when it comes to content, substance. So not a lot. Some of the highlights here, something that tends to show up whenever you read about Jimin, there's this phrase in paragraph 1, caring personality. Now, each author I've looked at when it comes to Jimin phrase it slightly differently, but it all comes down to that caring personality. So I thought that was great. One of the things so many people appreciate about Jimin, I'm sorry, the phrase is soft, caring personality, which is great. There's a mention here about his dance background. Now, I'll be honest. I have known that Jimin was one of the strongest dancers in the group. But I don't normally think of him firstly as a dancer. I've always thought about him as being one of the strongest vocalists. And so I appreciate this reminder that no, his background wasn't in voice. It was in dance primarily. And of course, I see that when I watch him perform. And speaking of his singing, this episode was introduced by one of his solo tracks, Promise. Maybe you picked up on that. I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier. Anyway, there's mention of him moving into the dormitory with other BTS members in May 2012. There's talk about how he had an immediate bond with V, who was one of his schoolmates once they hooked up. There is a reference in the next paragraph to Jimin's chocolate abs. Now, some of you who are big fans of Jimin, bigger than me probably, know about his chocolate abs. I was surprised that that was mentioned in all 3 chapters I looked at. I did not expect it to be that big of a deal. Anyway, sorry. But that's mentioned here. There's another mention that is very pervasive in anything you read about Jimin. He is such a hard worker that he's got this single-mindedness about him. When he gets on to something, maybe it's dance practice, maybe it's fitness, he hits it harder than most. And so that's mentioned here. So that's another personality trait talked about here. I was surprised that there wasn't any talk in this, even though it was a small chapter. I mean, there's a reference to him as a vocalist, but I like it when people who are covering any one member of the group, they talk about how that member fits into the group. You know, how they complement each other. I like it when people talk about Suga's rap prowess. I like it when people talk about Jimin's vocalist prowess and how that figures into the group. You know, that's what we love about them. They have such strong vocalists. They have such strong rappers. But there wasn't any direct comment about that. There are some awards mentioned on the next page. The next page doesn't have much content, by the way. There are only two pages. The second page has four photos. They're relatively small, but they all different looks represented there of Jimin. There's a little box listing four awards that I'm not familiar with every one of these awards, but they must all be individual awards, like the Melon Music Award from 2013 for New Artist of the Year, a Best Male Dance Award from the same Melon in 2015, things like that. So four are listed there. And the chapter, the section ends with two fast facts about Jimin. This comes up a lot in Jimin material about how he used to battle his weight, and talks about how much he ate. There's another reference to his chocolate abs here. They talk about his strict diet now and his rigorous exercise routine. And then the second fast fact, which I can't tell if the author is just guessing at this because of what they know about Jimin's personality, or if this is something from an interview or whatever, because there's no citation whatsoever. It says, Jimin's ideal girl will definitely have a nice personality. That's all I know. That does not come up in any of the other chapters I consider for this episode. Anyway, that's the end of that chapter. I will remind you that was the BTS Rise of Bangtan 2018 title, which I do recommend. It's just a smallish book. The next chapter is from a book I considered very recently. Last episode, as a matter of fact, episode 9, The Big Book of BTS by Katie Sprinkle. And this is her 2019 title. There's another book out by her, BTS 1, I think is the main title or subtitle. That's 2021, if I'm not mistaken. So this chapter on Jimin is from her 2019 book. There are six pages on Jimin, so quite a bit more here to work with, but only three with what I would call substance. The other three are just full-page photos. One of the pages has it's like a full-page, just mostly color background with a quote from Jimin. So not much to work with there either. So three pages with sentences and paragraphs and everything. There's talk on page one about Jimin's, the way he fits in to the group, and that is he's one of the strongest vocalists and dancers. And so I like that talk. It's the first thing mentioned here. He is described here as the emotional core of BTS. And there's some talk about what that means. You know, when there's a member who is struggling with something, needs to talk with someone, have a heart-to-heart conversation, they think of Jimin first. And so there's a nice paragraph on that, and this author, Sprinkle, describes him as empathetic, open-hearted, trustworthy, and loyal. And I appreciate that. There's talk about how ARMY appreciates that as well. They refer, she talks about how Jimin is quick to share his vulnerabilities and how he struggled in the past with his appearance and bullying. And he's very candid, the author says, about his past weight issues. And so, yes, fans of his will certainly appreciate that, and especially so if they struggle with similar things, but he's very open about that. There's a mention of his solo from 2018, Promise. This is on the second page of the chapter. Of course, I started this episode with that song, just a few seconds from it. There's talk here, again, of his hard work ethic. He's so hard on himself that he can just wear himself out in practice, and dancing is mentioned here. There's a phrase here that I typically associate with Jimin, and that is incredible vocal range. And so I think that because some of the music I was first initiated to when it came to discovering BTS, I think Jimin just his vocals were the highlight for me. So that's why I think of him as mainly a vocalist, not as a dancer, probably. Anyway, the third page on Jimin is just a list of stats. So the last article may have had four or five. This one has, it looks like 15 or so. And some of the common ones are here: hometown, birth date. His nicknames are here, including Chim Chim, Dolly, Jiminy. His childhood dream, according to Sprinkle, was to become a policeman. He's got some bad habits, like incessantly forwarding things on social media. That's a theme that's going to come up again in the next chapter. He's got some phobias, including, or maybe just one, butterflies, which I'm assuming Sprinkle, she does her homework. She's gotten this info from somewhere, online, through interviews or something. His favorite meat. Favorite food is meat. Favorite number is three. He's got a motto listed here, quote, "Don't let go of something that makes you a better person." Anyway, like I said, I didn't read all these. I want to save some of that in case you decide to get the book. That's The Big Book of BTS by Katie Sprinkle from 2019. About 15 vital stats there on page 86. And that's it for that section on Jimin. I am saving the best for last. I'm saving a chapter from the book BTS Icons of K-Pop. That's by Adrian Besley, Michael O'Mara Books from 2020. I have mentioned on the podcast before when we considered a chapter from this book that this is maybe my favorite book on BTS. It's not the biggest book. It's not the smallest book. It's just that right size. The kind of book I would give an adult, especially, who was just getting acquainted with BTS, and I would get them this book for Christmas or something. I love the way the author writes. He's just a great writer. And there are photos in the book, but they're just right in the middle of the book. There are a couple photo sections, so you won't find a bunch of photos on Jimin if you turn to his chapter. It's mostly text. Now, one of the photo sections happens to be in the Jimin chapter, but that's just a random occurrence. Most of the pictures there are just group pictures. There are 9 pages of text, of substance on Jimin here. 9 pages compared to 1.5 or so that we just got through looking at, and then 3 from the next one. So this is a lot. There's a lot more information here. The first page of Jimin text is one of these, you know, stats kind of pages. And nothing, no, actually there are 2 new things here. There's the name, the nicknames, the date of birth. birthplace, height, education, and then two new things, if I'm not mistaken, his Chinese zodiac sign, which is the pig, and star sign, Libra. Anyway, a lot to work with. Where to begin? Let's start with the first paragraph, where we learn that Jimin was the last piece of the BTS jigsaw. That's a quote, which I love it. Remember I said how much I love the way this author writes? I just like the way he says things. He could have just said he was the last official member of the BTS group, but I love that idea of BTS being a jigsaw puzzle and Jimin being the last piece. And how important that last piece is, right? He was brought in just months before the lineup was confirmed, and there's a mention of his strong dance skills and his singing voice and his looks making up that last piece. I love the way the author deals with Jimin's early days in the group. Something that I didn't know about Jimin. Maybe it's because I didn't watch the right videos or whatever about this or interviews before, but there's talk about his struggles just staying in the group early on. There's talk about how many times he was, quote, kicked off the team. Now, that, I don't know if that was kind of an unofficial thing, but there's a mention here of it being 8 times and maybe more. And there's talk about how the group kept insisting or, you know, rooting for him, but insisting that he stay on the team, or that the producers or those in charge of BTS keep him on it, no matter how many times he got kicked off. Anyway, there's talk a couple paragraphs later about something that inspired Jimin early teens. There was a Korean pop star named Rain that was influential in Jimin's pursuit of becoming an idol. And in 2012, he tried out for Big Hit. There's a reference a few paragraphs later to, once again, his chocolate abs. Like I said, comes up every time you turn around in these book chapters. And there's several sentences about how at least Jimin went through a phase of showing his abs whenever he could in performances early on. So maybe that's where he gets this chocolate abs label. And then there's this talk about how, and I appreciate this, you know, how different is Jimin from the other members? Well, this author says that his looks probably changed more than any other member. You know, from the time he first joined to the time this book was written, 2020 or so, his looks probably changed more than any of them. And I think many people would agree with that. There's more talk about his dancing skills, and that in part was due to his background with dance, including educationally. This is a book that has, I've mentioned this before when I talked about the book earlier in the podcast, that occasionally, every few pages has this insert reference to a Bangtan bomb. And the author does a great job picking a video to reference that applies directly to what he's talking about at the time. And so here, there's a reference to a Bangtan bomb called Wings, a short film special, Lie. And there's a solo dance that's referred to here by Jimin. So, might check that out if that is new to you. One thing talked about here on the next page, page 120, is something that I guess there just wasn't as much room to talk about it in the other chapters, but here there's talk about Jimin being the social media king of BTS, which has helped create a special bond with ARMY, because, you know, that's how ARMY keeps up with BTS. That's how BTS communicates with ARMY, that social media everything. And of course, it sounds like Jimin spends a lot of time communicating with ARMY, with fans through social media. There is talk on the next page about, at the start of talk, about certain special relationships Jimin has with other members in the group, which I think is cool. It's great hearing about special relationships that Jimin has with Jungkook, being the little brother of the group. And there's about a paragraph devoted to that. There's obviously a full paragraph talking about Jimin's special relationship with V, describing them almost as twins, and in part that's due to their background being in school together. So they had a special bond there. The next paragraph after that talks about the solo release on December 31st, 2018, of Promise. And there's talk about that being a co-composition with Slow Rabbit and co-written with RM. So there's a paragraph about that. And I don't feel the need to mention anything else from there. Are only a few paragraphs left in that chapter. So if you listen to the podcast regularly, you know that when it comes to reviewing chapters we've considered, I tend to rely heavily on how well I think the author depicts the uniqueness of BTS. Uniqueness as a group worldwide, uniqueness as a group within K-pop. Do they portray well how special the group is? Because they truly are one of a kind. They truly are historic. Does the author, through the chapter, depict that? And if so, how? Because that's my favorite thing about anything we ever discuss. Well, I just want to cover these three chapters briefly by sharing some things that I thought the collective group of chapters did well in this regard regarding Jimin, and highlighting what his uniqueness is. What does he bring to the group that maybe other members do not quite as much? What would the group be like without him? Because, you know, I think they are what they are because of each component part, because of each of those jigsaw puzzles. So what exactly, when considering each one of these chapters, does Jimin bring to the group? What makes him so special? Because he certainly is special. I think some of the highlights for me are as follows. Jimin obviously is, like one of the authors stated, the emotional core of the group. He seems to be special in his personality socially. People seem to think they can go to him when they can't go to anyone else for that empathetic ear, and perhaps a hug to go with it. He's just a great listener, and is someone the other members seem to be able to trust when they have to discuss something maybe they're struggling with. And I think ARMY views him that way too, in a way that they don't view any other member of the group, perhaps. That's definitely something that makes him unique. One author mentioned something regarding his physical nature and how much he's changed, just his overall look and appearance, in part due to weight, but also just his muscle mass. That's something that's slightly different compared to other members of the group. His work ethic is pretty much unmatched in the group. There may be some who are close, but there's no one who devotes more to his craft than Jimin. We've learned that about him. And this may be the last thing I'll share. I feel like what makes Jimin unique is when you put together his dancing ability and his vocal ability, he is unmatched in the group. That's a takeaway I got just by considering all three chapters. And none of them came out and said that exactly, but it was a takeaway that was pretty clear to me as just a reader. And I'm trying to forget what I know about the group as a whole and what I've seen and experienced personally, but I feel like what the authors had to say about his dancing and his vocal ability is not the kind of thing they could say exactly about any other member of the group. I mean, I know there is some debate there with maybe people like Jungkook or something, who people say can do anything. But I just felt that as I was reading the authors. None of them, like I said, came out and said it that way. And I just recalled one last thing regarding his particular connection with Army and how that relies so much on his devotion to the social media platforms. There's no mistaking that when you add up the amount of time and character count, whatever, word count that Jimin has devoted to social media platforms like Twitter, he stands out among the other members of the group. And so the other members do their fair share, but they simply can't compete with Jimin. And what would the connection Army would have with the group if it wasn't for someone like Jimin and his tireless devotion to keeping that connection strong with Army? We don't know, but thank goodness he does devote so much of his attention to that. And those are the takeaways for me. So as I'm considering the chapters kind of together and saying just together, those were the highlights for me when it came to them helping us distinguish this one member, Jimin, from the group of seven. And this is how he stands out to me through the lens of these three chapters. And that, my friends, concludes this episode that I'm calling Jimin by the Book. Not BTS by the Book, because this is a special episode. I feel like calling it what it is. You know, we could have looked at 5 to 6 chapters. If this podcast continues for quite some time, there'll be another round of Jimin chapters. But we got to get through the other 6 members first. So anyway, you have to be patient if you're a especially big fan of Jimin. As always, I want to thank you for joining me. Please tell your friends, your BTS fan friends especially. You may get tired of hearing me say it, but I do very much hope that if you appreciate this podcast, you want to show me you appreciate it, you want to show me some support for it, don't support me, support a group that's doing some amazing things that I could never do. It's a group called Books for Africa. You can find them online at booksforafrica.org. Their mission is to end the book famine in Africa, and they've been doing so since the late 80s. If you appreciate what I do here, visit their site, check them out. If you like what you see there, don't take my word for it. If you like what you see there, make a donation and let me know that you did via email at btsbythebook@gmail.com. You can use that email to ask me questions, make comments, or recommend books that you know of in English that maybe I haven't talked about yet. Please consider purchasing some of the books that I've mentioned even today, because those authors, I think, need to hear from people like you that you appreciate the book publishing industry when it comes to supporting BTS. And I look forward to another 10 episodes. We'll be looking at another brand new book in episode 11 coming up in just a few days. Thank you again. That's all for now. This is the BTS Bookworm saying goodbye, and please take care.